Hey beautiful people, welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and if you haven't already, strap yourselves in because we're diving headfirst into a juicy topic that affects us all, sleep. Now, I know what you're thinking. Nova, sleep, that sounds about as exciting as watching paint dry. But trust me, this is where things get really interesting. We're talking about the impact of screen time on your precious ZZZS. Ever feel like he hit the pillow and your brain just won't shut off? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media before bed, thinking just one more post, then bam. 2 hours have flown by and you're wide awake staring at the ceiling. Yeah, we've all been there. But the truth is, those little blue lights from our devices are messing with our sleep cycles in a big way. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind about how screen time wreaks havoc on your slumber. 1. Blue light blues. Our smartphones and laptops emit this nasty little thing called blue light. It's basically the enemy of melatonin, the hormone that tells your body it's time to snooze. Ever notice how you feel more alert after a walk in the sunshine? That's because sunlight signals your brain to produce less melatonin, keeping you awake and energized. But blue light from screens does the opposite. It tricks your brain into thinking it's daytime, making it harder to fall asleep. 2. The dopamine dilemma. Remember how I mentioned just one more post? That little dopamine rush you get when you see a notification or like a picture. It keeps you hooked, but it also messes with your sleep cycle. Your brain craves that feel-good chemical, so you end up scrolling for hours. This constant stimulation makes it hard to wind down and relax before bed. Think of it like this. Your phone is the ultimate party animal, keeping your brain buzzing all night long. Boy, sleep with scrollers. Ever find yourself staring at your phone screen even when you're already tired? That's because the content we consume on our devices keeps us engaged and mentally active. Even mindless scrolling can prevent your brain from switching into sleep mode. It's like trying to fall asleep with a noisy party happening in your head, not exactly relaxing, right? Wow. The FOMO factor. We live in a world where staying connected is essential, but that constant fear of missing out, FOMO, can seriously impact our sleep. Seeing everyone else having fun online can make you feel restless and anxious, making it harder to drift off. Take a deep breath. Remember, life happens both online and offline. 5. The quality counts. It's not just about how much time you spend on your phone before bed, but also the type of content you consume. Engaging videos, thrilling games, or even heated debates can keep your brain firing on all cylinders, making it harder to fall asleep. Choose calming activities like reading, listening to relaxing music, or journaling instead. So, let's say you're having a rough night trying to get to sleep. You lie in bed scrolling through Instagram, comparing your life to everyone else's perfectly curated feeds. Suddenly, you realize how much that screen time is messing with your mind and body. You feel frustrated because you know sleep is crucial for your well-being, but those notifications keep pulling you back. That's exactly what happens to so many of us. The constant temptation to check our phones before bed can be incredibly difficult to resist. But here's the good news. You have the power to change this. By making small, conscious changes to your nighttime routine, you can reclaim control over your sleep and wake up feeling refreshed and energized. Remember, friends, sleep isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. And by taking those first steps to unplug before bed, you're investing in your health and well-being. So, ditch the late-night scrolling, put your phone on Do Not Disturb mode, and embrace the power of a good night's rest. Ready to feel the difference? Let's do this. Now, go ahead and share this episode with a friend who could use some sleep-saving wisdom. And don't forget to leave us a review, it really helps others find the podcast. See you tomorrow for another dose of Your Phone is the Villain.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.